以赛亚书第九章第六节啊，这节经文说，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙赐世，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
那名字跟一个人是有关系的。
Name is attached to a person.
名字能够表达一个人的个性和意义。
A name can express the person's personality and its meaning.
那早期的华人啊，不会给他们的孩子起好听的名字。
Many years ago, Chinese Chinese would not name their children a very nice sounding name.
啊，因为怕这些鬼神来骚扰他们。
Because they were worried that demons would come and disturb them.
啊，对他们不利。
And harm them.
所以就为他们起了一些不好听的名字。
So they would name their children something not very nice.
啊，比如说阿猪啊，阿狗啊，等等这些名字。
Like sounds like a pig or a dog's name.
所以名字不好听。那些鬼神就不会来骚扰他们。
They think because of those bad names, demons wouldn't come after them.
所以名字对一个人是有它的意义的。
So, name is, has its meaning to this person.
所以圣经里面有提到人跟他的名字的关系。
In the Bible, it mentioned the relationships between the people and their names.
那比如说亚当是指从这个泥土取出来的。
Like a name of Adam means from the soil.
啊，或者是红土。
Or red soil.
以诺是指这个献身的。
Enoch means dedicated.
啊，以诺与神同行，没有面对死亡就离开世界，因为神把他接走了。
Enoch, he walked with God and left the world without facing death because God just took him away from the world.
亚伯拉罕之前的名字叫做亚伯兰。
Abraham was named Abram before.
那后来他的名字才改成亚伯拉罕。
Then he changed his name to Abraham.
啊，他的意思是万人信心之父。
It means father of faithful multitudes.
亚伯拉罕的妻子莎拉
His wife is Sarah.
莎拉是指公主的意思。
It means princess.
摩西是指从这个水中取出来。
Moses means from the water.
彼得是指磐石。
Peter means rocks.
保罗是指渺小。
Paul means small.
如果你生一个孩子很渺小，把他叫保罗。
If you have a child that was born quite small, you can name him Paul.
所以刚才我们所看的节经文以赛亚书第九章第六节。
So, the verses that we just looked as the Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他的名称为奇妙赐世，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
It says, for to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
所以先知以赛亚在公元前700年的时候预言说将会有一个婴孩诞生在世上。
Prophet Isaiah he made this prophecy in 700 BC that there is going to be a child born.
那他的名字叫做奇妙赐世。
And his name going to be it's be Wonderful Counselor.
全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
Mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
所以当以赛亚说这个预言的时候
，When Isaiah spoke of this prophecy,
以色列人处在一个困境里。
The people of Israel was in a really difficult situation.
因为以色列人在神的面前行那些邪恶的事情。
Because they did some a lot of evil things.
那神把他们交在米甸人的手中。
So God gave them into the hand of Midianites.
那因着米甸人的欺压，以色列人活在困苦当中。
Because of the mistreatment of Midianites, Israelites live in a really bad situation.
所以在这个情况之下，先知以赛亚说了这个预言。
So at that time, Isaiah spoke of this prophecy.
那七百年之后，也就是两千年前的时候。
So after 700 years after that, that is 2,000 years ago from now.
那以赛亚所说的预言应验在人类历史里面。
What the prophecy Isaiah said came true in the human history.
就如马太福音第一章第二十一节到二十三节所说。
Just like what Matthew chapter 1:21-23 it says.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他取名叫耶稣。因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
这一切的事成就是要应验主借着先知所说的话说，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利，以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在的意思。
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel.
那先知以赛亚说这个预言的时候，他说这位诞生在伯利恒的婴孩是奇妙测试。
So when the prophet speaking of this prophecy, he said this baby who was born in Bethlehem would be a wonderful counselor.
什么是奇妙测试？
What is a wonderful counselor?
我们听到英文圣经把它翻译成 wonderful counselor.
In English, it says wonderful counselor.
所以 wonderful 这个字来自 wonder.
Wonderful comes from the word wonder.
可能你有听过这个世界七大奇观。
Maybe you have heard the seven wonders of the world.
Seven wonders of the world. 所以 wonderful 这个字是指极好而且很特殊的意思。
So wonderful means extremely good and special.
那这节经文采用这个字来形容神的伟大。
This verse used this word to describe the greatness of God.
你们有没有听过这首诗歌《弥赛亚》？
Have you heard a psalm called
Messiah? 这首诗歌是这个人名叫做 Handel 写的一首诗歌。
That's a song that written by Handel.
他描述到这位救主还有他个人的经历。
In this song, he was describing the Savior and his own experience.
那使他感动到他流泪。
It moved him to tears.
所以他的朋友跟他的同事都看到他的生命的改变。
His friends and colleagues witnessed his change of his life.
那从那个时候开始，他不著作这个属世的音乐了。
From that moment, he was no longer making worldly music.
所以当他写完这个哈利路亚这个副歌的时候
，So after he finished this chorus of the song of Hallelujah.
他笑着说。我看到天堂还有那位伟大的神。
He smiled and said, I saw heaven and that great God.
所以耶稣的名对于他来说是有很深的一个意义。
So the name of Jesus has a really deep meaning to him.
主耶稣的名是奇妙的。
The name of Jesus is wonderful.
所以在这个诗篇第 72篇第17节这么说。
In Psalm chapter 72 verse 17.
他的名要存到永远，要流传如日之久，人要因他蒙福，万国要称他有福。
May his name endure forever. His fame continue as long as the sun. Many people be blessed in him. All nations call him blessed.
所以主耶稣的名不仅是奇妙，而且是他是也是我们的 counselor 或者我们的导师。
The name of Jesus is not only wonderful, but also he is our counselor.
那圣经里面特别是诗篇跟箴言经常有提到这个用词。
In the book of Psalm and the Proverb, this word counselor was brought up quite often.
比如说在诗篇16章第7节说，我必称颂那指教我的耶和华，我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。
In Psalm chapter 16 verse 7, I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me.
所以你看到中文指教在英文圣经被翻译成 counsel.
So here, look at the word counsel.
这个指教是来自神的。
The counsel is from God.
神是我们的导师。
He is our counselor.
当我们有需要的时候，当我们遇到困难的时候，他是我们的导师。
He is our counselor whenever that we need his help.
他是我们随时的帮助。
He is our help, anytime that we need him.
就如主耶稣在马太福音第11章28节到30节这么说。
Just like in Matthew, chapter 11, 28 to 30.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
我心里有柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得安享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
那主耶稣的名是奇妙赐世，就是说明他是我们至高的那位导师。
The name of Jesus is his wonderful counselor, which means he is our supreme counselor.
他是可靠的，他必能够帮助我们解决我们所面对的问题。
He is reliable, he can help us solve problems and difficulties in our lives.
那么当你在生活里面遇到困难的时候，
When you have difficulties in life,
当你心里面感到忧伤的时候，你去找谁？
When you feel sad, who are you looking for?
当你忧虑的时候，你去找谁？
When you're worried, who will you be looking for?
所以保罗在腓立比书第四章第六到第七节说。
So in Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, Paul said.
他应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
神要赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus.
所以这位婴孩不仅是奇妙赐世，这节经文说他也是一位全能的神。
So this baby is not only a wonderful counselor, but he is also a mighty God.
如果我们看约翰福音的话，特别是14节这节经文。
If we look at a book of John, chapter 1, verse 14.
道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
那这节经文说明主耶稣在2000年前的时候成了一个人。
This verse said the Lord Jesus was born on earth as a human 2,000 years ago.
那他诞生在世上，住在人的中间。
He was born on earth and lived among people.
那彰显神的恩典，还有神的荣耀。
Which is to reflect God's grace and glory.
然后我们看约翰福音第一章第一到第三节。
If we look at the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was the In the beginning with God, all things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
啊，这个道是指耶稣。
Here the word means Jesus.
在万物还没有被创造之前，他已经存在了。
Before everything was created, He had already existed.
所以耶稣是创造天地万物的主。
He was the God who created the universe.
那主耶稣在世上33年的时间。
During the 33 years on earth,
啊，他是一个人，也是一位神。
Jesus was a man, but and also a God.
啊，当主耶稣出来传扬这个天国的福音的时候
，When Jesus was teaching the gospel of heaven,
啊，他显示了神的神性。
It showed his deity.
所以在众人的面前，我们看，特别是约翰福音，我们看到耶稣行了不少的神迹。
In Book of John, we saw Jesus had conducted a lot of miracles.
啊，他曾经把那个水变成酒。
He turned water into wine.
Yeah, 他也使到一个生来瞎眼的人能够看见。
He made a man born blind see.
啊，他使到一个瘸腿的人能够行走。
Made a crippled man walk.
他用了五饼二鱼喂饱了五千个人。
He fed 5,000 people by using 5 loaves and 5 fish.
那有一个晚上，当门徒坐在船上的时候
，One night when the disciples were sitting on a boat，
那突然间海上起了这个风浪
，A storm came up on the ocean。
他们看见耶稣在水上行走
，And they saw Jesus walking on the water。
当主耶稣上船之后，圣经告诉我们，那个风浪就平静了。
After Jesus got into the boat, the storm calmed down.
所以根据马太福音第14章33节说
，In Matthew chapter 14 verses 33.
所以在船上的人都拜他说，你真是神的儿子了。
And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
玛利亚和马大的兄弟患病的时候。
Maria and Martha's brother, he was sick.
他们就把这个事情告诉耶稣。
They told Jesus about their brother's sick.
并且请耶稣来看他。
And ask him to see their brother.
那圣经告诉我们，耶稣没有立刻来看他。
Bible told us that Jesus didn't come to see him immediately.
那后来拉撒路去世了。
Then Lazarus died.
那虽然拉撒路去世了四天。
Although he had been dead for 4 days.
那主耶稣使他从死里复活过来。
Jesus brought him back to life.
所以在约翰福音第11章第25节说。
In John chapter 11 verse 25.
耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live.
所以拉撒路的复活显示耶稣是全能的神。
So the resurrection of Lazarus showed that Jesus is Almighty God.
只有神能够使一个死去的人从死里复活过来。
Only God can bring a dead man back to life.
那当主耶稣被钉死在十字架上
After Jesus was nailed to the cross,
埋葬，然后三天从死里复活过来
died and was buried, he resurrected in 3 days.
而耶稣的复活胜过了这个死亡的权势。
His resurrection conquered the death.
啊，说明耶稣是全能的神，就好像先知以赛亚所预言的。
Which means he is the mighty God, which was in the prophecy of Isaiah.
所以我们看到主耶稣是那位全能的神。
We can see that Jesus is mighty God.
他是那位创造天地的主。
He created heaven and earth.
所以在约翰福音第一章第三节说。
So in John chapter 1 verse 3.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
所以主耶稣也是创世纪第一章第一节所说那位神。
So Jesus is also the God in Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章第一节说，起初神创造天地。
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, it said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
然后第三节到第五节说，神说要有光就有了光，神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了。
Verse 3 to 5, and God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness.
那神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上，有早晨，这是头一天。
God called the light day one, and the called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day.
然后在七节到第八节说，神就造出空气，将空气以下的水、空气以上的水分开了。
Verse 7 to 8, then said God made the expanse and separate the water that was under the expanse from the water that was above the expanse.
啊，事就这样成了。神称空气为天。有晚上，有早晨，是第二天。
And it was so, and God called the expanse heaven, and it was evening, and there was morning, and it's the second day.
然后在第九节到第十节说，神说天下的水要聚在一起，使旱地露出来。
In verse 9 to 10, God said, Let the water under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear.
事就这样成了，神称旱地为地，啊，称水聚处为海，神看作是好的。
And it was so, God called the dry land earth, and the water that were gathered together he called seas, and God saw that it was good.
所以主耶稣除了是奇妙赐事全能的神，他也是永在的父。
Besides wonderful counselor, mighty God, Jesus is also the everlasting Father.
所以在约翰福音第一章第一到第二节说，
In John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3,
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。
In the beginning it was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
所以刚才我说过，这个道就是指耶稣。
I mentioned that here the word is Jesus.
在原文希腊文，这个道是 logos。
In Greek, the word here is logos.
所以 logos 啊 ，logos 是希腊文，所以 logos。如果把它翻译成英文的话是 Christ.
Logos is Greek. If it translates into English, it means Christ.
所以我们可以把这节经文读成太初有基督，基督与神同在，基督就是神，这基督太初与神同在。
So we can read this verse like, in the beginning was Christ, and the Christ was with God, and the Christ was God. Christ was in the beginning with God.
所以从这两节经文，请我们注意这两个字，太初。
These two verses, let's look at the word, in the beginning.
所以太初，英文分经，圣经把它翻译成 in the beginning.
In English Bible, it says in the beginning.
所以太初就是指这个天地万物还没有被创造之前。
It means before everything was created.
在时间还没有开始之前，耶稣已经存在了。
Even before the time was created, Christ exists.
呀，这位神不受这个时间的限制。
He is not limited by time.
你跟我是活在这个有时间还有空间的这个世界里面。
You and I live in this world that is limited by time and space.
时间是在这个天地创造的时候开始的。
Time started when the heaven and earth was created.
所以从那个时候开始，时间就往前走。
After that, time moves forward.
人特别是年纪比较年长的人都经常这么说。
Especially old people often says.
时间过得真快，一年又过去了。
They will say time flies. There's another year has gone by.
还有一个星期我们就2019年就结束了。
We have another week that will be the end of year 2019.
所以这个时间一直往前走。
So the time moving forward.
时间不会倒退的。
It will not go back.
时间也不会等待我们。
Or slow down for us.
那圣经也告诉我们，有一天这个时间将会结束。
Bible tells us that there will be one day that time will end.
所以当主耶稣来再来审判这个世界的时候，时间就会结束。
When Jesus comes back to this world, to judge this world, time will end.
那个时候，圣经告诉我们，天地都要废去。
When that day comes, the heavens and earth will disappear.
就如彼得后书第三章第十节这么说。
Second Peter. Chapter 3, verse 10.
他说，但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed.
然后在三章十二节到十三节说，切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
Then verse 12-13 it says, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to his promise, we are waiting for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
所有信耶稣得救的人将会进入神所预备的一个地方，叫做新天新地。
All the people who believe in Jesus, and are saved will enter a new heaven and new earth.
这个地方不受时间的限制。
This place will not be limited by time.
这个地方是一个永恒的一个地方。
It's an eternal place.
在这个约翰福音第八章48节到59节谈到耶稣跟耶稣在亚伯拉罕之前的这个事情，你们看过吗？
In Book of John, chapter 8, 48-59, it talks about the things before, talks about Jesus before Abraham.
那这段经文说明亚伯拉罕在还没有出世之前，耶稣已经存在了。
These verses indicate that Jesus has existed before Abraham was born.
所以犹太人为了这个事情就跟耶稣起了一个争论。
So at that time, the Jews argued against it with Jesus.
犹太人说，你还没有50岁，岂见过亚伯拉罕呢？耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们。还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
So the Jews said to him, "You're not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I said to you, before Abraham was, I am."
所以这些犹太人说，我们的祖先在2000年前就出生在这个世界上。
The Jews said that our ancestors was born like 2,000 years ago before you.
你还没有50岁。
You're not even 40 years old.
你怎么可以说你在亚伯拉 还没有亚伯拉罕之前就有了我。
How could you say that before Abraham that you already exist?
所以耶稣这么说，显示他是那位永恒的神。
So, what Jesus said means that he is the everlasting God.
在亚伯拉罕没有出世之前，耶稣已经存在了。
Before the Abraham was born, he already exists.
在天地万物还没有被创造之前，耶稣已经存在了。
Before the heavens and earth was created, he already exists.
主耶稣是那位永在的神。
Lord Jesus is that everlasting God.
他不受这个时间的限制。
He's not limited by time.
这位永在的神在2000年前诞生在伯利恒。
This everlasting God was born in Bethlehem 2000 years ago.
成为人的样式，住在人的中间。
Becoming the image of man living among people.
被人钉死在十字架上埋葬，然后三天后从死里复活过来。
He was nailed on the cross, died, buried, and resurrected from death after 3 days.
因为主耶稣是那位永在的神，因此他能够赐给人永生的生命。
Because Lord Jesus is the everlasting God, He can bring people eternal life.
凡悔改相信耶稣的人，他们将会得到这个永生的生命。
Anyone who repents and believes in him will have eternal life.
所以先知以赛亚在很久以前已经说过，耶稣是这位全能的神，永在的父。
So a prophet Isaiah said, this mighty God, everlasting Father.
他也是和平的君。
He is also a prince of peace.
所以当以赛亚说这个预言的时候
，When Isaiah speaking of this prophecy，
刚才我跟你们讲过，以色列面对一个处在一个困境里面。
The people of Israel was in a very bad situation.
他们被这个敌人围攻。
They were attacked by the enemy.
所以在这个以赛亚书第八章结束的时候这么说。
So at the end of the Isaiah chapter 8, it says,
他们必经过这地受艰难受饥饿饥饿的时候心中焦躁咒骂自己的君王和自己的神。
They will pass through the land greatly distressed and hungry, and when they're hungry, they will be enraged and will speak contemptuously against their king and their God.
仰观上天，俯察下地，不料竟是艰难、黑暗和幽暗的痛苦。他们必被赶入乌黑的黑暗中去。
And turn their face upward, and they will look to the earth, but behold, distress and the darkness, the gloom of anguish, and they will be thrust into thick darkness.
所以在这种情况之下，先知以赛亚说了这个预言。
It was in that situation that Prophet Isaiah spoke of this prophecy.
因有一婴孩为我而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙之事，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
He said, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定与稳固，从今直到永远。
Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore.
所以先知以赛亚说耶稣是那位和平的君。
Here Isaiah said Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
所以约翰福音第16章第33节，这个是主耶稣所说的话。
In John chapter 16 verses 33, this is what Jesus said.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。 在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜过这个世界。
He said, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
所以当保罗结束这个帖撒罗尼迦后书的时候，
So at the end of the book of Thessalonians,
他以主耶稣的平安为这个教会祝福。
Paul ended the book with blessing the church with the peace of Lord Jesus.
他说愿赐平安的主随时随事亲自给你们平安，愿主常与你们众人同在。
He said, Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all.
主耶稣是赐平安给人的神。
Jesus is the peace of God.
因此保罗在腓立比书第四章第六到第七节说，
In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7,
他说应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Paul says here, Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, give your request to be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus.
我不晓得你们当你忧虑的时候你怎么做。
I don't know what you're going to do when you feel worried.
当然这段经文告诉我们，当我们忧虑的时候，我们来到耶稣的面前向他祷告。
But this verse tells us when you're anxious, when you're worried, just come before the Lord and pray.
他必赐给我们出人意外的平安，
and、
你没有想象过的平安。
And he will give us the peace which surpasses all understanding. It's out of your imagination.
所以在哥罗西书第三章第十五节说，
So in book of Colossians chapter 3 verses 15.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。
And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. 让这个主耶稣的平安做你的主。
Let the peace of Christ like be the ruler in your heart.
你们也为此蒙召归为一体。且要存感谢的心。
To which indeed you were called in one body and be thankful.
我们活在一个没有平安的世界里面。
We live in a world without peace.
只要你打开这个听这个新闻，你就知道。
If you as long as you turn on the radio, listen to the news.
那根据一个所谓这个 personal journal 一个刊物的一个报道说。
According to a report from the personal journal,
自从人类历史开始被记录以来，
since human history was recorded,
只有8%的时间世界经历到和平。
Only 8% of the time the world is in peace.
换句话说，过去的3530年，只有286年是没有战争的。
In another word, in the past 3,530 years, only 286 years are with no war or no wars.
是的，这个世界没有平安。
Yes, this world is of no peace.
为什么世界没有平安？
Why has the world has no peace?
原因就是因为人的心里面没有平安。
Because there's no peace in human's heart.
人的心里没有平安是因为罪的缘故。
And that is because of sin.
如果一个人要得到平安，
If a person wants peace,
他必须悔改相信耶稣。
He must repent and believe in Jesus.
他必须信靠这位和平的君。
He must rely on this peace of the Prince of Peace.
因为主耶稣说，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心。 我已经胜过这个世界。
Jesus said, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
所以让我们在这个圣诞的期间来思想这节经文。
So let us meditate on this verse during this Christmas season.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙之士。全能的神，永在的父，和平的君，这四个名记在我们的脑海里面。
For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let's remember this four meanings of this name.
让我们用一点时间来安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let us quiet our heart to meditate on today's message.
在耶稣还没有来到这个世界上之前
，Before Jesus came to this world，
在2700年的时候。
It was around
2,700. 先知已经预言这位救主将会临到这个世界上。
The prophet has already foreseen that there is going to be a baby come to this world.
他就是主耶稣。
And that is Jesus Christ.
他就是那位永在的神。
He is the everlasting Father.
那因此。我们要相信他。
So we ought to believe in him.
把我们的生命交托给他。
To lift up our life to him.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Oh Lord, please help us.
让我们顺服你。
So that we ought to obey you.
让我们来忠心的来跟随你。
And to follow you faithfully.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this name of Jesus.
Amen.